Then he made an altar of bronze, 20 cubits long, 20 cubits wide, and 10 cubits high. Also he made the molten sea of 10 cubits from brim to brim. It was round, 5 cubits high, and 30 cubits in circumference. Under it was the likeness of oxen, which encircled it, for 10 cubits encircling the sea. The oxen were in 2 rows, cast when it was cast. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, 3 looking toward the west, 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east. And the sea was set on them above, and all their hindquarters were inward. It was a handbreadth thick. Its brim was made like the brim of a cup, like the flower of a lily. It received and held 3,000 baths. He also made 10 basins, and put 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left, to wash in them. The things that belonged to the burnt offering were washed in them, but the sea was for the priests to wash in. He made the 10 lampstands of gold according to the ordinance concerning them, and he set them in the temple, 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left. He made also 10 tables and placed them in the temple, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left. He made 100 basins of gold. Furthermore, he made the court of the priests, the great court, and doors for the court, and overlaid their doors with bronze. He set the sea on the right side of the house eastward toward the south. Huram made the pots, the shovels, and the basins. So Huram finished doing the work that he did for King Solomon in Elohim's house. The 2 pillars, the bowls, the 2 capitals which were on the top of the pillars, the 2 networks to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the top of the pillars, and the 400 pomegranates for the 2 networks, 2 rows of pomegranates for each network to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the pillars. He also made the bases, and he made the basins on the bases, 1 sea, and the 12 oxen under it. Huram Abi also made the pots, the shovels, the forks, and all its vessels for King Solomon, for Yahuwah's house, of bright bronze. The king cast them in the plain of the Jordan, in the clay ground between Sukkoth and Zeredah. Thus Solomon made all these vessels in great abundance, so that the weight of the bronze could not be determined. Solomon made all the vessels that were in Elohim's house, the golden altar, the tables with the showbread on them, and the lampstands with their lamps, to burn according to the ordinance before the inner sanctuary, of pure gold, and the flowers, the lamps, and the tongs of gold that was purest gold, and the snuffers, the basins, the spoons, and the fire pans of pure gold. As for the entry of the house, its inner doors for the most set apart place, and the doors of the main hall of the temple were of gold,